This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. We've studied the first main point in Romans. Now let's amplify the second main point, the available provision of salvation. Paul begins this point in chapter 3, verse 22. The righteousness from God comes through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe. Paul's emphasis throughout this section is faith in Jesus Christ, his blood sacrifice, and his resurrection. This alone brings God's gracious provision of salvation to us. Chapter 4 refers to Abraham and David as examples of men who God blessed because they believed. David experienced forgiveness. Abraham was declared righteous before he was circumcised, so it wasn't as a result of fulfilling some religious duty. Chapter 5 reminds us that God's provision of salvation was made available to us not after we did something to deserve it, but while we were still sinners. Notice the repetition of the words, "we have" and "we rejoice" in the first 11 verses of chapter 5. Anyone who is in Christ by faith is truly rich. Yes, we are sinners by nature because of Adam's sin, but we are made righteous by faith because of the sacrifice of one man, Jesus Christ. When we trust in Christ, the Holy Spirit indwells us and begins to pour out the love of God into and through us. No matter how much sin and failure there was in the past, God's grace is more than adequate to transform and fulfill us. It is by grace you have been saved, through faith, and this not from yourselves. It is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. Ephesians 2:8-9.